Matt Dathan, thank you very much for waiting. The Chancellor yesterday conceded Britain is heading for a significant recession. The official statistics are not pretty. Matt, welcome.
Good evening. Good morning there. Good evening here in the UK. Yes, the attention started to look to the future and how we pay for this big crisis here in Britain by basically looking back. And the first economic stats of the pandemic here has started to trickle through. We had March's economic figures, which showed that in 1 month alone in March, the economy collapsed by 5.8%. And that's before the real kind of strict measures, the strict lockdown came to effect. So, and then we also saw last night a leaked document, one of the many proposals being drawn up by the Treasury on how we pay for this. The Treasury document says we're heading for a public deficit of £300 billion. So this crisis is basically going to cost the taxpayer £300 billion this year alone. And there's already talk of how we pay for it. Is it through tax rises? I'm sure the same conversation is happening with you over there and across the world. You know, whether to pay through tax rises, spending cuts, increased debt. The debate about the future has already started here.
And is the government talking about any of that? The problem they have at the moment, governments around the world, is that they want to be stimulating spending. And when they start talking about taxes and rising costs, people think the reverse.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so yesterday we had a big announcement from the Chancellor. So far, all the workers who've been furloughed by companies have been paid 80% of their wage by the government. That was due to end at the end of next month. The Chancellor has extended that till the end of October, albeit with some tweaks from August. So from August, employers who keep their staff furloughed will have to pay some kind of contribution towards the wage support. But also they'll be given the flexibility of being able to bring them back part-time furloughed. So that was a big boost for a lot of workers who, I mean, at the moment we've got 7.5 million workers in the UK are currently having their wages paid by the government. That's, you know, workforce of 27 million. That's a huge proportion of the population basically being paid by the government. And with a lot of those industries like pubs, the hospitality industry, hotels, restaurants, aviation sector, gyms, leisure centres, they have no time frame at the moment for when they'll return. So I guess the Chancellor didn't have much choice, but that's going to cost in the end an estimated £80 billion. It's quite extraordinary to think about it.
Is there any more clarity over how those restrictions will be lifted? The Prime Minister copped a fair bit of flack over what was seen to be a rather confusing announcement.
Yes, there was a bit of confusement on Sunday night. So, yeah, you are entering level two, I hear. Well, we've only entered step one of the roadmap out of this hell. And yesterday, actually, Wednesday. So those very small easements, as the Prime Minister calls them, are very welcome. We're allowed to do unlimited exercise. We're also allowed to go and meet one other person in the park as long as we stay 2 metres apart, which I did today. And even for 20 minutes, it's such a relief. It's such a treat, isn't it, just to be able to see your mates just for a very short while in the park. And also people are going back to work slowly. Of courses and tennis courts have opened today, so that's welcome news, but we're still behind you. Step two will be hopefully in June, but it all depends on that vital R figure of how many other people get infected by a positive case. So hopefully June the 1st we'll see schools reopening, but there's a long way to go before that because the unions here are basically threatening to boycott the reopening of schools in June, and only primary schools will be opening in June. We have to wait till September for secondary schools. So it's a long way back for us compared to European nations and, of course, you guys over there.
Well, what will be welcome is live sport, I know. Just a couple of minutes left, Matt. And are there signs the Premier League football might not be too far away?
Yeah, personally, I can't wait for this. I mean, football is one of those things, that we do miss the small things, don't we? But football is something that a lot of Brits are really missing. Obviously, also tennis, Wimbledon was cancelled. Formula One is meant to be the Silverstone Grand Prix in July. There's still hope that can go ahead. But yeah, today, actually, the government have published fresh guidance allowing elite sportsmen to go back to training. So that's the first step. They can only train individually at the moment, and hopefully from June the 1st, they'll be able to start training with the team training. And for the Premier League, that means that their target of restarting the season on 12th of June is just about in sight. There's all kinds of complications, as I'm sure there is everywhere, about how we can finish the season. I think we're getting very close to the stage where the Premier League will have to make a decision if they can't restart on the 12th of June, whether they cancel the season. And then if they cancel the season, does Liverpool win the title? Who gets relegated? Those are actually the conversations that are happening up and down the country in people's, not in the pub, sadly, but in people's houses. And it's probably one of the most talked about subjects at the moment is how the football season finishes, if it can at all. I don't know what you guys are talking about over there, but
what do you think we're talking about, Matt?
Sorry?
What do you think we're talking about? It's a slightly different football code.
Yeah, I mean, I think sport is what keeps a lot of us sane, doesn't it? And without sport, it's as long as we've got it on the horizon, as long as it's soon, I think that'll be a welcome reprieve. But there's also a lot of people accusing the government of, why are you prioritising sport over places of worship? So a lot of people are getting angry about that as well.
Thanks very much. Thank you, Matt. Matt Dathan, our UK correspondent.